Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we're going to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank, he's ready to go. I am too. We're going to be talking a little bit about the coronavirus a little bit. Going to, you know, kind of give you a bigger picture on it. Salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. And so today's devotional puts us here in Hebrews 11 and Romans 10, where it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." That's right. It's like you believe in Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord. Holy Father, Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the Godhead, the family of God. And I find it interesting, Frank. You ever notice some of the names that God and Jesus have? It's like Father of Light, Ancient of Days, Prince of Peace, right? So I think those titles are interesting. I like them. So learn about Lord, what he expects from you, and because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, they're investigating the efficiency of honey with regards to asthma. This were a report published in the Journal of Medical Food. They found that for pulmonary functions to improve, when they combined honey with black cumin, it helped with respiratory volume. They said the sufficiency improved for the asthma control group, as well as the less severe grade of asthma participants. They had a positive response as well. They also said one study, cell recedes with honey, also had clinical improvement in lung function and respiratory parameters. I also find that people with asthma usually have a lot of allergies to foods, and one of them is dairy. Get the dairy and the refined sugar out of the diet, and they do much better. I also like the herb Lobelia and Flata to help improve respiratory and to reduce the bronchial spasm. So typically helpful. Moving along in the quack report, again, the coronavirus. Hey, they found, get this, 24-day incubation period. CDC released that the Wuhan evacuees are now in Texas, Nebraska, and California. Under quarantine, of course, for at least 14 days. But they're saying if the incubation period is 24 days, then, you know, how's that going to work? Really? I know. I hear about the cruise ship people. Oh, heart goes out to them. Last but not least in the quack report, I cannot believe Michigan State University actually spent money on this. Time and money, Frank. And I'm just going to sum it up for you. They found when the wife or when mom's not happy, ain't nobody happy. I'm not kidding. I spent money on that. Research found that when spouses had optimistic views and make each other happy, things went smoother. I also said something to the effect of it helps prevent Alzheimer's and dementia, cognitive decline when people are happy together. So, yeah, so keep it all happy. No worries, right? And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, Frank, for some reason I hear some chiming or dinging. I'm not sure if this is computer or what it is, but I often wonder, I mean, if I'm still getting through with the mic, if that happens. So anyway, just letting you know I've been hearing that. You'll have to let me know if something goes wrong. We're going to talk about the sea of deadly animal viruses, because that's what we're in. That's right. We all should know by now that science has kind of gone way off the rails. They've created many deadly viruses falling into that coronavirus category. Now, November 2015, Frank, you'll remember this. I warned everybody that scientists were hunting for new viruses in order to create new pandemics and vaccines out of them. So here's just a few snippets from my, let's see, it was November 13, 2015 report. Yes, this is what I said. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, they stated they've identified a type of SARS virus that infects bats and can now threaten the lives of humans. This new coronavirus is called SHCO14, and it was discovered in Chinese horseshoe bats. Isn't that coincidence? Of course, the official statement is that the virus mutated in order for it to jump the gap and infect humans. They are already suggesting a vaccine be made for this virus to ward off a pandemic. People need to really discern between emergent diseases and engineered diseases and how they can protect themselves. End of quote. That's what I said. And I also said this. According to the University of North Carolina, this bat coronavirus will enter the human body using the same receptors as in bats. Once inside, the virus will replicate in the lung cells. Science has been studying bat viruses since 2003, has identified 5,000 different viruses. They have a large pool of these viruses that they can manipulate to make infectious diseases from them. So scientists have been kind of preparing for many years for these global outbreaks of some sort of these very rare and unknown diseases. This is a quote from Dr. Ralph Barrick. He's a professor of epidemiology at UNC. He says, studies have predicted the existence of nearly 5,000 coronaviruses in bat populations, and some of these have the potential to emerge as human pathogens. So this is not a situation of if there will be an outbreak of one of these coronavirus, but rather when and how prepared we'll be to address it, end of quote. Yeah, not if, but when. But, you know, they're saying now the Wuhan coronavirus is from bats. That's what they're reporting. So no surprise to me. Let's talk about this media brainwashing. It's called social construction. So with the help of the media, science is convincing the masses that rare animal diseases are indeed a threat, and they're jumping out of the woodwork. And pandemic mania is kind of an annual event now. So through subtle programming, the media is telling you how you should think about these pandemics. And here's an example, again, from my 2015 report, where we said, according to and the media reports on it, and she noticed something, that people were dying from other diseases rather than from the bird flu. So more people were dying from something else. She also picked up on the scientific community and the media's use of natural disasters to describe the threat of the bird flu. They were using metaphors of war and natural disasters to kind of whip up anxiety and fear regarding the bird flu. For example, the newspapers compared the bird flu to storms, earthquakes, and floods to imply its destructive force. She did a search check, and she found that within the media, bird flu was used with words like battle, fight, weapon, combat, eradicate, defense, and front line. So she concluded that the use of the military metaphors were also used to imply a war on bird flu rather than on the animals that carried it. She explains that the use of the metaphors in this instance have cultural effects by which the dictatorial solutions could be implemented. She adds that it is the use of the metaphors that people perceive such reports to be taken as truth. So I want you to be on your guard there. Kind of, you know, be discerning about what you're hearing about, how many people are dying and infected with the coronavirus. Now, many more to come, because pandemics, or the perception of them, radically are changing our population landscape. So there is now a global network of scientists sharing their research on these diseases. They have quite a collection of diseases, specimens spanning from animal to plant to human. So today, disease can be edited to make a new version or genome of that pathogen, make it more virulent and infectious to different species. So all disease harbor weakness and strengths that can be exploited, manipulated within the gene editing tools. So turning on or off genes inside these diseases or the receptors can make a disease that was once restricted to a specific species capable of infecting categories of other species, including human. So the public needs to understand that disease mutations that science is citing takes thousands of years under natural circumstances. And the scientists couldn't possibly say this is mutated that over thousands of years, because they don't have access to genetic disease pathology going back that far. Therefore, it's their way to hide the modern manipulation of the disease. Now, I also reported in 2015 this. If we examine the time frame of how disease evolved down through the centuries, we find an explosion of new diseases in the last 115 years. According to EcoHealth Alliance, 75% of the emerging diseases that are infecting humans come from animals. They report that some of the most infamous diseases of the 21st century, your HIV and AIDS, your SARS, H1N1 avian influenza, are all animal related. Also, this is a quote from Dr. John Oxford. He's a virologist at Queen Mary Hospital, University of London. He said this in 2012. We must expect an animal-originated pandemic to hit the world within the next 5 years with a potentially cataclysmic effect on the human race, end of quote. We're to expect that? How would they know, right? Unless they're planning it and creating it. So you've got these coded weapons of disease, basically. So right now there are geneticists and virologists working on pandemic viruses, and we're told that the disease will attack the young and the healthy. So if you wonder how they can predict that result, it's because they genetically manipulate the virus to use the human immune system and create what scientists called a cyclone storm. So viruses are being designed to exploit the human immune system response and weaponize the immune system. So that's why you're seeing scientists report on the Wuhan coronavirus that there's a lot of inflammation in the body, because what they've done is they've weaponized the immune system to do that. Therefore, the virus doesn't kill the person. It's the immune system. They've kind of turned the tables, see. Here is a quote from Zilk Swartz, University of Zurich, February 2019, said this, the newly discovered flu viruses in bats could potentially attack the cells of humans as well as livestock, end of quote. So how will bat viruses kill humans? Well, scientists know that influenza strains that infect humans bind to a salicylic acid on the surface of the human cell, and also it happens in some animal species. But the bat flu virus does not bind to those acids. Therefore, scientists are dissecting bat flus to find the receptor for the virus so it can enter the human cell. And they think they found what they call the entry gate. The scientists at the University of Zurich said that the bat flu uses an MHC2 molecule protein on the cell surface to enter the host cell. So now scientists are saying that the bat flu can infect humans, chickens, pigs, mice, and other bat species. However, they have not really observed a bat flu infection and are not certain how this could damage a person. However, here is an interesting fact. This was in the Public Library of Science Pathogens Journal, October 2014. They reported that scientists with the bat influenza had difficulty infecting humans and mammals with it. So they were attempting to do that. That's what they've been doing. So now we can see that that hurdle has been overcome just by looking at what's going on in China. Yes, Frank, I know. Frank's saying coronavirus is patented, owned, and created. They've referred to it as an invention. Yes, I reported on that, Frank. And all of the people, patients, the biological warfare. Yes, I understand. It's there. It's not a conspiracy theory. You cannot patent something that's made by Mother Nature, okay? So they've made this thing, this monster thing. Let's look at some new research. This is February 2020 in the issue of eLife, University of California, Berkeley. Hey, they asked this question. Why do bat viruses, why are they so deadly? Well, with the use of technology, they can actually map the bat's immune system. And they figured it out. They found that with the release of interferon, it drives the bat virus to reproduce very quickly. So interferon is an immune system defense mechanism. So the bat virus in humans is activated by the immune system. So the scientists at the University of Berkeley said this is the characteristic that makes bat viruses more virulent and would, quote, wreak havoc with infection on other mammals and humans, end of quote. So they have the entry gate. They have the mechanism. They have the CRISPR tool. They have invented this new GM of disease. And they have patented it. And they have released it, apparently. Yes, Frank, it's biological warfare, he says. About 90% of the reduction of the world population, bats, because bats are scary. Well, here's, I'm going to get into bats in a minute. I'm going to really show you something here to mull over. Let me read you this quote by Kara Brooks. She's a postdoctoral fellow at the University of California, Berkeley. She says this. It's no coincidence that some of the worst viral disease outbreaks in recent years, SARS, MERS, Ebola, Marburg, on the newly arrived 2019 coronavirus, originated in bats. It's no coincidence. Well, I agree. This, she goes on to say, this makes bats a unique reservoir of rapidly reproducing and highly transmissible viruses. If your immune system is not as a fast responsive immune system, the virus quickly overwhelms animals and humans that are infected. Aha. Well, bats shed viruses. They shed these viruses. They shed them in their body fluids and in their feces. So this is why scientists prior to 2015 were out there hunting viruses in bat caves. Okay, I reported on that. They're out there in bat caves. I said they're hunting stuff. They were collecting viral pathogens. However, you know, bats rarely attack humans. You ever think about this? Here's some to think about. The CDC and the Vital Sign Report say roughly 7 to 10 bat bites per year happen in the United States. And the number one threat, according to them, is rabies, not bat viruses. No. Because normally you wouldn't get infected with the bat virus, right? Because it doesn't jump the gap. Healthy bats don't attack humans, just the ones with rabies. So DARPA, our U.S. Defense Advanced Research Project, is monitoring bats in Madagascar, Bangladesh, Guyana, and Australia. The program is called Bat One Health, to explore the links between bats and humans. Isn't that interesting? Here's a quote from Mike Boots. He's a disease ecologist at UC Berkeley. He says, bats are potentially special when it comes to hosting viruses. It is not random that a lot of the pandemic viruses are coming from bats. Bats are not closely related to humans, so we would not expect bats to have human viruses or to be able to infect us. And he's absolutely right. It's not random. It's not something that evolved in nature, mutated over thousands of years. It got help from a patented team of scientists. Disease ecology is kind of this special area of researching emerging infections. So the research seems to be saying, that bats have a metabolism that uses molecules as resistance to the viral pathogens they harbor. It makes their immune system hardier compared to humans. So bats have longer lifespans than other mammals. Sometimes they live as long as 40 years. So the research is also saying that a bat's immune system tamps down the inflammation, whereas the human's immune systems, we get a lot of inflammation when we encounter these bat viruses based on some of these coronavirus reports. That's what we're seeing. Well, the point is, they're saying, I'll read it again. The research is saying that a bat's immune system tamps down the inflammation, whereas the humans have a lot of inflammation encountering a bat virus. Well, how do they know that? Right? How do they know that? Well, it suggests they've been experimenting with crossing bat viruses to infect humans. So they have actually succeeded, and now either they're intentionally or unintentionally exposing the population to a world of these viruses. You know, I would say it's intentional. I don't think this is like something that just accidentally escaped, you know? Because the media rollout was hot and heavy with an explanation. They were all prepared. Here is a quote from Peter Daszak. He's with Echo Health Alliance, New York. His research was published in the Journal of Nature, June 2017. He says this, as a scientist, you accept the results of your own study, even if they prove you wrong. Why are new infectious diseases threatening humanity originating in animals? In our study, we collected 586 viruses in total in 154 species. Some of the viruses were only known to infect one species, while others we found infected a wide range of other animals. A pattern emerged. Large animals carry more viruses than small ones. We closely looked at 188 known zoonotic viruses with its agents and found in humans and in at least one animal species. So we checked to see how an animal is related to humans and if a habitat overlaps to a city, human habitat and animal habitat collide. See? So there's predicting that we are encountering or will encounter, Frank, write this down. We're going to encounter, they say, at least 17 new animal viruses from bats, 10 from rodents and primates in the future. Yep. So get ready. This onslaught of disease is not going to stop. So scientists are calling this zoonotic spillover events when an animal's habitat is impacted by human development. Yeah. Do you believe that, Frank? I don't think I do. But they also report this. This is interesting. They go, in the next paragraph, they go, but there's no reason to fear or fight these animals. Bats have many useful roles, from pollinating flowers to controlling insects, and virus outbreaks are not inevitable as long as humans keep their distance. These viruses will only emerge in people if we continue to encroach on their habitats, hunt and eat them, or otherwise make contact with them, end of quote. So if we're not making contact with bats, why are we getting conura viruses? See? All right. Frank doesn't believe anything they say. Well, this still doesn't explain why 80% of the victims of the Wuhan, China, conura virus are males between the ages of 30 to 50. That sounds so manipulated to me in a virus genome that I can't say that enough. And it doesn't explain why scientists went looking for bat viruses to begin with. And it also does not explain why in the last 20 years there has been such concentrated explosion of new plagues. We've been told by science that it takes thousands of years for pathogen mutation. It hardly seems likely that if a man has had little to no contact with bats, that he would all of a sudden have 16 or more viruses with another 17 on the way, able to infect the human race. Seriously, right? Oh, I know. I got to take a break. We got to take a break. But we got more, a little bit more on this and other stuff we'll jump to right after this break. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. And we're here and we're talking about a little bit about the coronavirus being not originated from bats, but taken from bats and created. So basically, I've been getting calls left and right about what do we do? What do we do? It's like, you know, I'm telling people, don't panic. You have defenses. You have a God-given immune system. Vaccines made with bat viruses will be fast-tracked if they are going to make them, and they're going to have no safety testing. So the public will be the safety test, basically. You're going to be the test. Vaccines infect you. They don't protect you, and we've established that on this show. So there is a whole host of immune system support herbs to help eradicate disease really quickly. Now, there's herbs like gentian root that has an Ebola inhibitor in it. That's a hemorrhagic fever inhibitor. Marbung and all these others similar, you know. So you'll be amazed at the protection these herbs give you, and we have the authority and promise from God himself, from Genesis to Revelation. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. So they're going to enable and protect you. So if you want a full line of organic whole food immune support herbs, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are going to help you out. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is their website, thepowerherbs.com. Check them out there. And because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. These are professional-grade what practitioners would be selling you, but you can buy a direct. Right now they're having that Valentine's Day special, 25% off orders of $50 or more. Great time. And a lot of people have been stocking up on the broad spectrum, the pandemic kits, the targeted immune supporters, they're getting everything. So this is a good time to stock up and save. You want to use the coupon FEB, short for February, and the number 20, in the cart or over the phone or on your order form if you're mailing something in. But do hurry because the sale expires on the 14th. So, do send that in as soon as you can. And be empowered out there. Don't worry. Don't panic. Be prepared. All right. So we're going to talk about – we touched on this the other week, and I didn't get to finish it. So I want to talk more about some of the enemies of our health and what we can do to, you know, make sure we're not sabotaging ourselves because, you know, history shows a lot of the major enemies of our health have been plagues, okay? Also war, genocide, big enemies. By far, man is his worst enemy, you know, when it comes to health. And the good book says we're going to be our own undoing if the Lord doesn't step in. So we all have to do, all we have to do is really look. We can look at the laws that legalize premature death even. So it's estimated that in the United States, 1.2 million unborn children die every year. And it is sometimes shocking that men regards this as a civilized normal thing. So a healthy perspective is really keeping your sound mind. And if you stay close to God, the Bible says you'll have a sound mind. Because God will choose the delusion of the wicked. You don't want to fall in that category. So we tend to focus on our physical health in regard to health issues, of course, and sometimes we don't even think about our positive mindset or the lack thereof. So we're going to check this out. Let's look at some of the things that rob us of good health. An important fact to remember is that fear robs you of health. More importantly, it diminishes your faith because fear is from the devil. Okay, you can be concerned, but you don't need to be fearful. There's a lot of fears out there. There's universal fears. People fear a lot of things. Terrorist attacks, spiders. They have a lot of phobias. People have phobias. Death, failure, speaking in public, war, crime, violence, being alone, nuclear war, and even fear of the future. People have a lot of fears. But that doesn't come from God's sake. So other more common fears include fear of the dentist, fear of water, fear of pain, fear of heights, fear of cancer, and fear of snakes. So experiencing normal fear, that's okay. It's to be expected in life. You know, you may have someone, you know, scare you and you're afraid temporarily. But fear can deliberately sabotage your health. So fear will preoccupy your mind, kind of rob you of peace and opportunities to get better. And fear is going to rob you of sleep, and that helps delays cell regeneration if you don't get sleep. It also impacts your immune system function and can produce things like hypertension and deplete your enzymes and disrupt your healthy digestive flora. And reduce your energy level, even block vitamin absorption and affect mental clarity. That's so true. If I don't get at least 7 hours, I'm not thinking real well. And then, you know, people just load up on prescription drugs, and a majority of the prescription meds that people take to address their health problems creates, you know, side effects, secondary diseases. So sometimes people are thinking, you know, they're getting something that's going to bring on a cure, but they're just getting disease management. So diseases like phobias, anxiety, personality disorders, depression, kind of all rooted in fear. And taking medications prescribed to just reduce the symptoms of those conditions is really is really lying. It's not a cure. It's just disease management in disguise. So people need to realize that. And it is a perspective. There was a time that I didn't see that. The only fear that is really beneficial, that we're told is beneficial, is the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of knowledge. So that's Proverbs 9, verse 10. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So this fear is referring to respect and love towards our Creator, and with it comes wisdom and knowledge. And you also feel settled and established and at peace when you have that. Isn't that wonderful? Just to hear those words. Yeah. So Proverbs 9:11 says, "For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of life shall be increased." So when you fear the Lord, you believe in him, and you're going to be blessed. There's a promise right there. Proverbs 29 says, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whosoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Amen to that, right? So the Bible has a lot to say about fear, and if you have unnecessary fear, you are told your faith is weak, it's small, it's little. So strengthen your faith, draw near to the Lord, and your fear is established and by the Word of God. See, that's where you're going to get your faith believing, is reading the Word of God. There's life in those words on the pages of the Holy Bible. So here's some other things that we do that sabotage our health, that disrupt our natural function of the body, corrupts our well-being. Agricultural changes have altered our foods, reduced the nutrition in the food. So the University of Texas did a study where most of a noticeable decline was happening in the nutrients, and they discovered that our produce especially is deficit in calcium, phosphorus, protein, riboflavin, iron, and vitamin C. So their study on the nutrients was done comparing 1950 analysis to 1999, where they found 43 different vegetables and fruits were made available by the USDA, and it got published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. So nutrients will also give foods flavor and color, vitality, and it does explain why conventionally grown produce today has less flavor. If you put a organically grown apple next to a conventionally grown, there's a big difference. There's a big difference in taste, juiciness, flavor, crunch. It is. It's different. So nutrients matter. What we put in the body matters. And also, all living things have a resonance of light. And when they look with a spectrometer at these things, the organic has a brighter resonance than the conventionally grown ones. So the Organic Consumers Association actually also analyzed the natural value of our produce in 1975 and then again in 1997. And they reported 27% less calcium, 37% less iron, 21% less vitamin A, and 30% less vitamin C. So we depend on healthy food for our bodies to help us create enzymes, to be able to digest food, convert proteins to amino acids for nutrients and energy for cells. So we can't absorb these nutrients and convert them properly when this chemistry is sabotaged. See, God has a perfect chemistry in his food sources for us. So the simplest functions, like even blinking your eyes, swallowing, taking a breath, these are supported by enzymes. And if your foods don't have enzymes, you're going to struggle. Without proper enzymes, you could have an energy reduction of about 80%. So if we add in some stress to the way of our living's going, extreme temperatures of hot or cold, being pregnant, loss of income, death in the family, our enzymes are hit again by a lot of these things. So researchers think that we can connect a lack of inadequate enzymes to premature aging and all these diseases we're having. Wow. The internal medicine kind, anyway. Not the bat kind. Not the coronavirus kind. Now, our healthy digestive system also is important, probably the most important organ of the body, because your life energy source is processed there. So without proper digestive functions, you won't absorb your nutrients, convert them to protein, into amino acids, like I mentioned. So the overuse of prescription drugs have also assisted in altering the biosphere of the digestive system, and in doing so, disrupted the bacterial balance essential for this digestion health. So when the digestive system is not functioning normally, the effects are felt throughout the body and even your immune system. Your liver, your kidneys, and your blood system also notice it. So people are desperately grabbing for the latest probiotic or digestive aid, the proton pump inhibitors and whatnot, to help restore balance. They don't understand they're not going to restore it that way. Some folks do okay. They improve with the probiotics. Just depends on what you're using. I like the Jarrow brand, the refrigerated kind. They're pretty good. You can even get those to your pet if your pet has a little bit of problem there. So obviously there's a nutritional lack in our a majority of our food sources that are sold in stores, and we can compensate if we grow a lot of our own produce, get a garden going. Or shop organic. Some very healthy grocery stores are working hard on those things. Without the vitamins, without the minerals, you want that content. It's hard for the body to regenerate tissue. And you know what? If you get your pets off the standard, dry dog food, which is crap, I want to say, nutrition wise, it's not. It's waste materials they make this stuff out of. I'm talking about waste grain like sorghum and other ingredients you wouldn't put on a dinner plate. So why are you feeding that to your pet? So if you feed your pet what you're having, your pet's going to live longer. So definitely look for things like free-range eggs, your grass-fed beefs. Creamy, full of nutrition, lots of enzymes and nutrients that pets need. So I know it's going to be more expensive, but it's cheaper than a vet bill. So people all over the world, kind of in the same boat, basically. We got you know, genetically modified this, we got pesticides that, and it's just sabotaging the nutrition. So people are looking for a way to counteract all this that's coming at them. Now, 200 years ago, no one knew what a vitamin was, nor did they need one if food was available. Typically, they did okay with the homegrown stuff. Organ cleansing is a little different matter. Natural therapies are very old, and our ancient ancestors used foods, herbs, natural therapies like organ cleansing and fasting to deal with disease and prevent death. So the ancients didn't have to defend themselves from powerful industries like Monsanto, Eli Lilly, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Roche, GlaxoSmithKline, Merck, Pfizer, and others. So people are under pressure and attack, and these companies that are producing a lot of product, they're trying to get a lot of it mandated. That you're forcing you to take it. Unfortunately, we need to defend ourselves and stand up and say, no, this is an industrial attack from the principles of darkness, because this is all this is a war between good and evil. That's what it's always been. See, Adam and Eve had it great, you know, perfect. And all of a sudden, Eve decides she's listening to Satan say, you know, if you eat of the fruit, you'll know the good and evil. You'll know good and evil. So I guess she had the good. Now she is the ancient word included in alchemy, and unfortunately so does modern pharmacia with aluminum and mercury in your vaccines. I spoke to someone this week, Frank. He went to, I think he went to the drugstore to get Band-Aids or something, and the pharmacist saw him and had a conversation with him and said, you know, why don't you come over? We have free flu shots. And he told the guy, why do I want that? You have mercury, amalgam. You've got all kinds of nasty things in there that aren't good for me. Why would you want to suggest that? And the pharmacist says, there's no mercury in flu shots. That would go straight to your brain and kill you. He said, read the vial, the serum vial. And so he did. He went and picked up a flu shot vial, and he read it, and his jaw dropped open, right? So some people in the system aren't even aware. If pharmacists and doctors aren't aware, virologists working 30 years didn't know mercury was in vaccines. Think about that stuff. Think about it. You want to guard yourselves. Be strong. Trust in God's metaphysical meat. That's his foods, healthy foods, spices, and medicinal herbs. So herbs are here for the serviceman, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So if you're looking for some help there and understanding what I need to be looking at, maybe researching or studying, or tools that I need and how to use them, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they can send you a free product catalog. It's the first step. And you're going to need to take it. You really are. Because we're living in a world of good and evil, and Canora virus isn't anything good. Okay? It's a patented invention. Think about it. You can't patent what Mother Nature made, so it's evil that created that. So now's the time to prepare. Get yourself educated. Get some tools. Learn how to use them. So don't panic. Get prepared. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they can send you a free product catalog. You go on their website, too, and request it. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So it puts the power back in your hands. I mean, you know, you can look into their heart and cholesterol, kidney stone, bladder cleanse products, liver issues, formulas, herbs for that. Wonderful stuff God made, all in perfect chemistry. Absolutely wonderful. And I love to tell people about real plant-based calcium to restore bones, connective tissue, muscle, immune system, because the plant-based calcium's not like animal-based calcium. And if you think it is, well, maybe you should look into it. Just don't take my word for it. Just, you know, go on the internet and check it out, and you will see. Boron and magnesium have to be with calcium in order for the body to use calcium properly. Cow's milk doesn't have that. So, and people say, well, I don't drink milk anyway. Well, okay. How about cheese? You put a slice of cheese on your sandwich, or do you have it in dip or yogurt? Or, you know, ice cream, or, you know, on pizza. That's cow's milk. Actually, cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. So one slice of cheese is like 10 glasses of milk. People forget the cheese part. They do. They do. And it's one of those, you know, allergen foods. And Dr. Mercola tested standard milk, your homogenized, pasteurized glass of milk. Had like 6 drugs in it. Prescription drugs they give the cow, you know. I'm talking antibiotics, yeah, hormone, drugs, what was some of the other, growth hormones, anti-inflammatory, non-steroidals, and some other stuff. So, and we just did a report, didn't we, Frank, that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and aspirin give you blood clots. Science reported that, and I reported it to you. So, it isn't always what it seems to be out there. So do your homework. And if you do suffer from the kidney stone thing, Apothecary Herbs came out with a kidney stone formula so you can dissolve the stone. But, you know, you want to do your due diligence and not continue to put into the body the things that create the stones. So, you know, I know a lot of people in trades like construction, they get them a lot. And it's because they're, you know, eating fast foods and drinking soda. That'll create kidney stones in a skinny minute. So, you know, you need to change that. And I know people say, I just don't have time to cook or this or that. Make time. There's a cookbook that I gave family over the holidays. It's called Five Ingredients. All it is recipes with just five ingredients in there. So quick. Make something in less than a half hour. I called it a bachelor's cookbook because, you know, it's simple stuff. And it tastes wonderful. I can't think of the chef's name. Jamie something. Anyway, he's British, and he's got a show, I think, on cable. But definitely check that out. I mean, there's a way to do it. Mediterranean cookbooks are easy, too. Mediterranean folks rarely have a lot of our Western types of diseases like heart attacks, cholesterol, blood pressure issues, cancer, and diabetes. So the Mediterranean diet's an excellent selection, too. So things that are basic, simple, and quick can be healthy and wonderful for you. Just, you know, none of the prepackaged stuff. Make it yourself. It's so rewarding to make it yourself. It's amazing. It's sort of like, you know what I did last year, Frank? I had some organic apples, and after we ate the apples, I saved the seeds, and I cultivated the seeds, and I sprouted them. And now I have, like, in these one-gallon containers, like, six apple trees in my sunroom. And I need to plant them. So I mean, it's just something about growing stuff that's amazing. It's just, you feel so good about it. You know, it's life. And you had something to do with that. And so I think that's why a lot of gardeners, you know, home growers and stuff, and they do their canning and stuff. It's just wonderful. You can have your fresh grown stuff that you had last summer in the winter. Yummy. Enzymes for the body, nutrients for the body. Keep you healthy and well and out of the hospital there. I know I'm just about out of time. So be prepared out there. Don't panic. Be prepared. Okay. God is honorable. He honors your commitment. So if you're standing on his promises and God can't lie, he honors the commitment. So don't be afraid. Fear is of the devil. Okay. Instead, take action, get prepared, and rest on his promises because they are true. Yes. So thepowerherbs.com, don't forget they're having that Valentine's sale. So you'll save 25% on orders of $50 or more with the coupon code of FEB, short for February, and the number 20. You can call and over the phone and use that. You can use it on the web and also on your mail-in order form. So get busy, get saved, get prepared, and live well, and be protected. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.